Oh, hell yeah. We're back. Sean Atwood channel. Camera on. Feeling good. What is happening, everybody? I have to say, I feel like the depression demon has had its ass kicked, and I'm feeling good. So thanks, everybody, for your kind messages, Discord and WhatsApp and all the rest of it. Love you guys. So I said last week that if you guys wanted me to sort of do some three-way questions, get your guys' questions, speak to Julia, get the answers for you, all that stuff. Why do I sound so tinny? Hang on a second. Why are we sounding so tinny? There we go. There we go. Buttery, 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 buttery. That's better. I still had the setting from Julia's phone call on. All right. That'll do. So, yeah, that's what we're going to do today. We're going to have a look and have a little chat about some updates. There's a new series that I'm getting some help with, looking at some of the questions that are being asked behind the scenes about Julia. I do believe there's some some crazy has posted some pictures, right? And I tell you what, she's inadvertently done a madness, because it's interesting, because one of the images just so happens to, do you remember that live stream we done with Julia, where she found some images in the back of a photo album? Do you know that? Remember that? So that one of these images has ended up in this woman's possession, saying that it came from the family. I tell you what, Hen, you've got better freaking, you keep it in better touch, right? With Julia's family than Julia's family's been keeping in touch with Julia since she was put in prison. So congratulations. Because we totally trust them. Also, how are you all doing? Like, it's great to be here. I mean, I'm not that I went anywhere, but, you know, it's just good times. It's good times. So, let me open Discord. I've gone through and grabbed some of the questions, I do believe, so far. Also, the Diddy case has kicked off. I've got a whole ream of shows. They've started to get posted. The rest of them are getting posted after this live stream. Then I've got to get on with the editing and finish off the editing for tomorrow. Then I'm up at court to see the sentencing happen tomorrow of Kyle Kernikan. And yeah, so has Julia had any contact from her family? Well, unless she's had any contact in the last 3 days, then the answer is no, but I will ask. Has her parents? No, that's the same question. Has the embassy with Julia. All right. Polish embassy. I've got that one D. Robinson. When you starting with your free stuff, funny you should say that, because I don't know yet. I'm very tempted to possibly throw something up later once I'm done with this editing. I've sort of just been getting through the dark bit. Has Julia managed to make some friends in prison? I can tell you that, yes. In fact, she keeps getting annoyed that she makes friends with people and then they get released. It's funny you say that. Who said that? KLG, it's funny you should say that, because I actually sent a DM last week about that exact thing. And yeah, I think it's all going to go ahead. So it's exciting. I'm excited. I am excited. There's a few other people as well that I want to pull in for some stuff. I feel like my hair looks great today. Right, I'm not gonna lie. I don't care if you whoever hate in the comments you want, you freaking receding hairline baldies that ever hate to criticize my locks. Right, anyway. What's your favorite thing from commissary? Great question. What is your favorite things from a commissary? Great question. Also, it's so funny right? You know, when you hear Sean talking about prison, right? And usually he's talking like this. Like, if you take a picture at any point where Sean's talking about a prison story, 9 times out of 10, this is the image you're going to get. Okay? For some reason, he's like, the prison! You know what I'm saying? I did shower. Man, did I shower. I feel good. I feel good. Got the wrong logo out there. But man, and then you hear Julia's version of prison. Definitely, it's definitely two different types of prison. That's all I'm saying. Because, yeah. Yeah, but she's doing good. She's doing good. Right. Hang on. Right, the last one was the commissary. Is Julie allowed to have her phone on her? No, she's in prison. She's allowed a prison phone. Did Julie ever get a reply from the sibling? Okay. Don't know. I think I'll answer that one and say no. I don't know if I want to put that one over the phone. But I don't think she did. Maybe she did. Maybe I'm lying. I don't know. Maybe I'll just ask her. Yeah, really good idea. Actually, I can tie that in. Oh, no, I can't tie that in. Is she in a single cell? Great question. Are you in a single cell? 2 liters from... I feel like that's half a question. 2 liters from 707. Like, what? Honestly, that is the sort of thing that when I look at something I've just written down and I'm like, wait, that was half of what I was meant to write down. What was the other half? Do you know what I mean? Yes, Don, you are correct. I endorse your message. Have you contacted CC Moore, geologist in the USA? Right. There's somebody I need to phone tonight, actually. Very nice lady who's been waiting very patiently on me phoning. CC Moore, genealogist. I can't imagine so. I think as well, all of the stuff that was done with Julia's genealogy, I'm pretty sure that was done by Fia, and Fia's the one who's in control of it all. How are things with partner, ex-partner? I think they're back in touch with each other. Has Julia's parents talked to her? Right. Let's have your family mailed or called. Because I'm not being funny. Like, put a one in this. No, fine. Let's not do that. I've asked many times if your child was arrested in a foreign country. Like, would you go into hiding or would you go and try and help them? You'd go and try and help them, right? You would. Right, guys, if you can give me some likes and shares, I would very, very, very much appreciate it. Help me push this out. Right, there we go. All right. So, what have we got questions here? Okay. If it's proven that she is, would she be pleased that they are her parents? I think I want to steer away from anything that could be... I'm going to sneeze.
Oh, God! Oh, God! It's happening! Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was... I'd give that one an 8 out of 10. Oh, yeah. Oh, all right. Did Julia think... So here's the thing, right? There's a lot of chat about new DNAs and all this kind of madness, right? But if I say to you, right, hey, so I know you don't trust me, right? And I know the entire country has a reason to doubt all of the official narrative, right? But go and just believe us when we say that there's no point in you doing any more DNAs. Go, just believe me. Come on. Come on. Just play along. Okay, please. Just, okay? That's what it feels like. So, she's doing so well with her English that I think if she passes a test this week, she is now at the level where she can start helping people who want to learn English in the prison, right? Like, she's very much... It's just freaking Julia Vandel, isn't it? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I thought taking the internet away from her was going to break her, right? Because she's such a magnet for information. She needs the information. Oh, no. Nah, mate. Not a problem at all. Not a problem at all. Freaking badass. She's got a library. She's got me. She's got Steve. I'm sure as well with Sheena as well. We've all been given homework. How is she coping in prison? Great question. Oh, great idea. Will you write a book about all this journey to find answers? I think that's a good way of putting it. Oh my God. Also, just in case anyone's keeping track, I broke the chair that I was sitting on. Not the office chair that I got trapped under during the live stream where it folded in half. The chair I was using instead of that chair. So turns out, right? If you're using a really weak framed garden chair and you kind of lean to the side to pick something up, it's going to die. And it died. It died dramatically. Honestly, and I staved my finger. Yeah. Yeah. Just for full transparency. Right, what I need to do is move this to here. Can I pop this out? Can I do that? No, of course I can't StreamYard. That would be... Oh, unless I do this. Oh, that's better. Yes. All right. Dun-dun. Any more? Yeah, me and chairs, man. Like, I swear to God, there is probably 5 chairs in the garden that need to get uplifted. And not for the same reasons, but there's like, there's at least 2 couches out there. All the couches were. Anyway. Are the girls able to cook meals together? Interesting. I know they can. I know it's all hot, like prison food, so I don't know if they can cook meals, but let's do. Do you have social eating or cooking? Because I imagine they'll do something, right? This whole YouTube channel is dedicated to people showing the recipes of crazy stuff and how they make stuff in prison. It's crazy. Like, they make ice cream by using, like, creamer for coffees and, like, obviously some other bits, like artificial sweeteners. And then they mash up, they literally call them McFlurries. Then they mash up M&Ms and put them in, and they put it on a Ziploc bag, and then they put it in another bag that's full of ice, and they keep moving it around, and it literally turns into something that looks like, it does look like ice cream. It's quite mad. It's quite inventive, right? I mean, we've all seen like the prison lighters with the battery and the little bit of foil, right? Like the chewing gum foil. Crazy. My hair is on one today as well. Able to cook together. Do you get learned? Okay. What is the lockdown? Okay. What about what is a day like? So what the hell is the question? What is a day like? Lockdowns and free time. What is the longest lockdown you have been in? There we go. Sometimes there's cottage pie like setting in the UK jails for a few months. All right. Oh, a cottage pie like setting. Oh, yeah, nice. Yeah, you don't hear many cottage pie stories coming out of the male prisons. You should build a strong wooden throne. I'd break it, mate. Right? I had a really expensive keyboard one time. £110 on this keyboard. Amazing. 3 weeks later, Canastella destroyed it. Never again. £20 keyboards from now on. But I need a proper chair. To be honest, it's just the posterior, the rumpus. The rumpus is the area that gets mostly affected from sitting for prolonged periods. But which, by the way, is the one part of me designed to be sat on. All right.
What is the best thing you have learned in there?
Do the present allow her to access the library review? Okay. Can you access the library? Ron, do you keep moving around too much?
It's probably the desk, if you see this. Like, that's the desk because of the gas arm. I need to get a stand for the monitor so it's not attached to the computer desk. Because the computer desk is flimsy.
Why is Julia in prison? Done with this BS.
Yeah, same.
And how much is it? Oh, okay, great idea.
What do you need each week to fund your life in there?
And also, where's frickin' Steve? Where are you, Steve? Mr. Stevington. Okay. Okay, so it's private numbers now. Okay, that's fine. Can you send typed out for me the correct info for Julia? Please, mate. Nice one. No, you're all right. I didn't mean this show, don't worry. That's her YouTube. What are you talking about? Yeah.
You got me thinking about cottage pies now. Okay, we did that. How much did it cost? All Rodden's links are there. Please use that. What books you reading? Excellent idea.
Yeah, Leah, the prisoner situation, would you like a prisoner? The visitor situation, I'll ask her.
Would you like... I don't know if that's going to work. But I'll ask her.
Oh, yeah. What other TV shows are you watching? Does your room have a view? No.
Oh, hang on.
Okay. Is that? Hang on. That's our channel.
Mac, just let me know. I'll forward the emails over now, mate.
What are we allowed to send her?
Okay. I think it'll be on the website.
Are the screws teaching?
Are the staff nice? Okay. Do you need anything for the court date, clothes, etc.?
Dun, dun. Dude. Yours and Sean's, right? Nice one. 1 second. Copy link. Mac, have a look. Oh, no, you might not be able to do it, actually. Mac, go and send me your Gmail account or email, and I'll set you up as a channel editor so you can do all this yourself. All right, that's that done. And then I need to do it on my channel. You handle Discord. Yeah, obviously. Obviously, mate. No shame. Right. Has she met any Polish prisoners? Any fellow Polish folk in there too? Who decided you were a threat? Right. Julia is the least of a threat ever. What's the worst part of being in prison? Okay, so let's take away the fact. Let's just say, obviously, you can't answer the fact that you're in prison and your freedom's been taken away. Other than your freedom, what is the worst thing about prison? Thank you, Mac. Right, Mac, you should be able to then make a mod on my channel in a second or two. You'll get an email, and then you need to click on that email. Okay, community moderation, managing modders, Mackenstein, channel. What am I doing? Oh, yeah. Right, invite. If I make you a manager and then you try and modder, that would be cool. Oh, God, I've got to verify it's me. God damn it. Come on. Right. And say, I mean, this is my own fault for setting the security up so mad on my channel. You got to go through four layers of security to do anything. Honestly. Also, as well, see if your bank, right, like charges you bank fees for things. Like, I've not had a bank fee in about 2.5 years since I phoned up the bank and told them that I do not agree to being given bank charges. So I don't know if that's got anything to do with it. But, the way I see it is, if you don't have money and they're taking your money, you should be able to have a say in that, right? So I don't know if it's something you can just opt out of. So try it. How many visits are you allowed a month? I think it's twice a month there's visits. How often can you have visitors? Right, excuse me a second. Oh, yeah, that's okay. Actually, Leah, how about... In fact, you know what, Lily? Let's not ask her anything that could be seen as snitching. Well, she's in there, and when she gets out... I can tell you now, she is going to have some mad stories for all of you. Just give me a second. I've got. Yeah, I'll tell you what. So, right, there's a little shop called the Gilmerton Grocers that's in my area, right? And it's just a wee independently owned family shop. And this morning, I woke up to the greatest bargain of 2025, okay? And if you're getting any home delivery, right, which is only like up to like eight quid, right? Anything over £8, home delivered, right? For 99p, you got a bacon roll and a coffee. What? What? In 2025? Mate.
Good times. It was good times. Good taste. I just eaten the values. It's like, nom. What does prison smell like? Okay, great. What does prison smell like? Prison clothes. Okay. Had Julia any visits from anyone, and has there been contact with the lady who was arrested? There's definitely been contact with the other lady who was arrested, Karen. She's a lovely lady. Julia has had visitors, yes. Yeah. I can bake and roll a coffee for a quid, man. I mean, in 2025. Are they going to compare her DNA? Listen, I'm not being funny. You know, as soon as she gets out, right? I think we should all do DNA tests. Okay? I think we should all test her DNA, test our own DNA, and then match it up against the stuff from the Operation Grange report. And we'll use our own DNA to see if it just turns out that we're all related to this one family. You know what I'm saying? Just in case. Just in case. You never know. Maybe like the great grandfather of a certain man from a certain famous family was a pro. Dragon, right? And now we've just got remnants of his DNA everywhere. I don't know. Apparently, we landed on the moon and then just never went back as well, because there's loads of things that they just want you to believe on face value, right? I got some questions about that flag, all right? Also, why? Just one second, everybody. I'm just on the phone. All right. So that is now the correct information for Julia. I'm just getting the website sent to me for this. Come on. Okay, this one. All right. So this is the information you type in. Even though her name's spelt wrong, you've got to put her name in spelt wrong. Communicate with her bio family when she's released. Hang on a second. Let me pause the chat there. I'm just waiting on the website coming over. That's good. Right, we can save that there. Right. Does she still communicate with the biofam? One sec. Will you contact your Polish family when you are released? Righty, righty, room. Ron, is there anything you said something very similar? Very similar to your DNA comment, thinking that we are all humans and there are parts of the... Right? Right? Well, here's the thing, Terry. Totally. They refer to it as like junk DNA, right? But I think it's kind of like, you know, when you go and like, for if I was to go and get like a genealogy thing and it came back as like 2% African, right? I think it's like that kind of minimal remnant. I think like a 63%. Is a bit mad, or 69% is a bit mad, but you're not wrong. You're not wrong. You're not wrong. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, Steve. All right. So now in this, if you refresh the page, in the description is the link and the information that you need for if you want to support Julia while she is in the slammer. In the slammer. What the frick is going on? What do I want? I want a Google page. This will do. All right, nice. Also, Zara, have you got me? Okay, nice one. Introducing, well, okay. 1 second, everybody. I'm just finishing off a thumbnail for the awesome Miss Zara for her show this evening. She's been waiting very patiently on this happening. And it has just been madness today. All right. There we go. That sits pretty nice. And then there was something else she wanted. Women's Warrior Table. That was it. Probably ain't going to get the new co-host part in. But that's all right. So if you didn't know, after this show, the wonderful Zara, she's got her Women's Warrior roundtable show, and it will have its own thumbnail, its own brand by the time her next show comes out. 1 second. Okay. Zara, right. Yo, I couldn't fit in about the new co-host. Is this okay so I can get it up for you? I'm sorry it took so bloody long. Julia, I feel like she's got root. Okay, yeah. This bench is torture. What am I looking for? Oh, yeah. Do you think you're... Lawyer's doing a good job. Please, third time. How long has she been locked up? 3 months? February, I think it was. Maybe middle of February. Yeah, about 3 months, I think. 3 months on a non-violent offense with no previous offenses. Oh, God damn it. Hang on. She needs... Okay, hang on. Also, here is the address. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Steve, just in case Mrs. Steve's in the background doing all the work and taking all... Steve's getting all the credit here. Now, I can assume this is now what I will refer to as Julia's description. So I'll put that, Steve, into my master sheet for all the lives. Go. Did it. Okay. So I'm going to put in my community post link in the backstage and talk with me while I continue to work on the slides. I will catch you. Okay. Community post link. Okay. Yeah, I'm with you. I do as well. I discovered I came from Romani heritage using one of those DNA sites then, confirming what I was asking. Oh, nice. Listen, what is Romi? It's Romania, right? Like, I feel when people say Romi, Gypsy, Romi, like, when people say that, they just don't want to say Romanian gypsies. Is that right? Because Romai is Romania, right? Or is it like one of these places that was an ancient place and is now not here? Is it like that? Is it like that? Is that right? Tested. What? Italy? Italy! Why not? We're in Egypt. Okay. For post. Oh, nice one. I'm going to assume this is Mrs. Steve. Yes, it is. We're posting. Thank you. All right. So this is for if you guys want to post. Jojo, thank you very much. This is multitasking at its finest that you're seeing here right now. I just want to point that out. Anyone that says that men cannot multitask, racist. All right. Okay, now if you refresh the page, you should have everything you guys need for mailing, supporting. Ron, can you help Sean set up his membership gifting? Bailey, I'll bet you a fiver you're using an iPhone. Okay. Because if I was to do this, Jack-timony, right? And I pause this so we don't hear me twice.
Okay.
Okay, this is me right now. So if I go to here and I go memberships. Oh, wow. I look like an asshole now. God damn it. Oh, yeah. I was really hoping that you were going to look like the idiot there, but it turns out I'm the idiot. God damn it. All right, never mind. I'll try and figure that out right now. 1 second. Do-do-do. Do-do-do. I know I can't see the side chat, but I know you're all taking the absolute mickey out of me, and it's fine. I can take it. I was wrong. I look like an idiot. Okay. You got him. I'm okay with it, man. I'm okay with it. So what was I doing? Memberships. Earn memberships. He's taken this off, hasn't he? He's done something here. Yo, muchacho, did you turn off the ability for people to gift memberships? Do you remember when that whole fiasco happened, right? Did you turn anything off? If so, can you turn it back on, please? Thank you, please. All right, that's done. All right. Now, you may have also noticed, we're streaming back on my channel as well now. Yay, we beat the system! Does she have access to music? That's a good question. Which is awesome. Like I say, there's new stuff coming up on my channel in the evenings, super late in the evenings. Getting very much back to my journey. Everyone's journey. Okay, our freaking Soul Tribe journey. Like, 2 weeks of manic depression's enough now. It's time to get back to the plan. Time to get back to the plan, ladies and gentlemen, back to the plan. Now, I've got a weird feeling. Zara's not got back to me, so I'm making a executive decision. Yeah, I've got a whole bunch of new stuff for it as well. And I've sort of become obsessed with like making stuff again, right? Like what I made Dan a little bracelet today, like one of these like crystal chip bracelet things. So I'll just say that's what I'm thinking about instead of actually asking. No idea what you're talking about, mate. I went just to scroll up. I really want to ask her what her favorite British snack. Okay, yeah. Favorite British snack. Snackenstein.
Favorite British snack.
All right. Like and share, please, people. Like and share. Where else are you going to see a man staring at a different screen and typing things out on the internet? Ron went on vacation to Mania. Is there a place called Mania?
Or is that like a mental health thing? Because if so, Bailey, just admit it. You want to be a mod. No one wants to really be a mod. Oh Jesus! Thank you, Diane. Diane, you can. Okay, you can. Nailed it. What else? I hope the sausages she mentioned aren't blood sausages. You know, it's rare you're going to hear the term blood sausage anywhere anymore. It's black pudding in it. I know people that eat it raw. No, not for me. Oh, yeah. Would Julia like it? Well, okay. What about this? Has this experience given you any ideas for a new profession in law or research, journalism, etc.?
Journalism.
God, now I've done half the questions in lowercase and half the questions in uppercase, and it's really bothering me. Sorry, answering questions. Like, oh, yeah. This is Steve answering the questions for you live here. What time is it? I've got 10 minutes. That's fine. Bailey would be a great mod. Yeah, that's okay. Yes, Chantel, I thanked you the other day. You weren't here. Thank you so much. And thank you to someone else. I do believe the name is like Femzy or...
One moment, please.
And three layers of freaking protection here. So what was that noise? Something was doing something. Right, so... Yeah. Fem Mix. Thank you so, so much as well. Super, super kind. Thank you. Black pudding goes in the trash. It's a salad. All right. Damn. I don't get me wrong. I like a bit of black pudding, but like it's, you know, it's more like, I treat it more like a sauce, right? So it'll be like a little bit of egg, a little bit of sausage, and then like tiny little bit of black pudding on the top. Just a little num-num on the top there. But it all comes down to how they season the black pudding. Do you know what I mean? Like it's... Ron. Noise in Discord chat. What is happening on Discord?
Dun, 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 what is happening?
Honestly, so my own Discord confuses me so much. Does anyone else get really confused about the rooms? I don't even know what roomies are talking about. Okay. There's Bailey. There's Deanne. There's a cult lady.
Dun, 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 dun.
No, don't see any of you. I'm here. Hiya. This is a room I'm in. Do you want to post anything on Discord for me to see? Post it in there. My face hurts. It's not my fault. All right. Oh, wait. It's not like because you're ill. Or anything, right? If so, I hope your face feels better soon. Apologies. This guy has scuba... What? This guy has scuba gear. Have you? Smiley face emojis. Evening, you crazy bunch. Sitting in the sun waiting on my fajita. What is my Discord? Oh, you're a lovely bunch, though. You're a lovely... Wave back at you. All right, so join the Discord. I totally know how it works. Clearly. One of the mods can post a link. Oh, Mac, did you get signed up on there? And did you make whoever it was that needs to be a mod?
Did you do this?
I was smoking one night and said, what? They won't be. Oh, okay. So Mac missaid the word scuba first and said snooba. And now the whole Discord's bullying him. Listen, ladies, okay? Ganging up on a fully grown man is still bullying. Imagine that's how your child was being treated on the internet, okay?
imagine a bunch of people ganging up on him because he's got because of a momentary speech impediment.
There's you.
I do not give away my makeup secrets. How dare you? It doesn't. Listen. It looks like I'm wearing pink. Is it change color when the lights are going through? No. Okay. No, Lilith never laughs now. Her face hurts. I don't know if that's because you're ill. I don't know. It's like you speak in riddles, woman. You speak in riddles. Okay? I like you're like Yoda. You're like, feel good, do you? What? Me? The world? Oh. Ron, you could advertise here, but I probably could, actually. I probably could. You know what I'm saying? But it's just typecasting. Do you know what I mean? It's like when a woman's born really beautiful and ends up a supermodel. Is she really happy? Is she fulfilled? Probably. Could I live that life? Yes. Yes, I could. Yes, I could. 100%. Right. Okay. Just letting the spectrum flow today.
Scoobity. Oh, I see.
My, this is my wonderful fiance, everybody. I'm sure you all know that, right? Like, she doesn't talk much on Discord, and then she gets just saying she's a nice lady. Everyone should talk to her a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Doo-doo-doo. Praise it! She's lovely. She's a lovely lady. She's a lovely lady.
Right. I hate it when people do this on podcasts where they're like
waiting for their guest to answer something like that.
All right.
Relax. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I do not listen. Side chat. I'm not feeling in any way like I want to harm myself. Okay. I'm not leaving this house. So if I'm found in a woods somewhere, nothing going on. Going on. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Welcome. You are welcome, world. You are welcome.
And also, thank you.
I think that's what I meant to say, and it came out as you're welcome. I had to roll with it. What are you on tonight? A bench. It's horrible. It's horrible. I broke the other chair. Oh, wait. No. That's not what you meant.
What is your favorite greenery? The strongest one available?
Am I right? No. Sit on a cushion. It's not the cushion, right? It's like, it doesn't help. It doesn't help. And here's the thing. I've not got a scrawny ass. Like, if I was a woman, I'd be one of those, like, I'd be throwing it back. I'd be one of those, like anaconda chicks. You know what I'm saying? I'd be giving it all that, right? It's made to be sat on. Millions of years of cavemen sitting on stones, right? And honestly, it's so bad. The worst it has ever been was when I was at university. And there was one lecture that was in an old church, right? Obviously, right? Scotland, America. It's not fancy. We've just got wads of old stuff. Not like America, where like some of Florida still doesn't have pavement. Oh, we'll just throw some sand down. Sand! Dumbass! Right? It's just old, right? And I swear to God, the benches in this place, after about 2 hours, I'm doing everything in my power. I'm doing the just trying to move my ass, right? I'm looking up like you are not my dad, right? So I'm looking up old like tricks for sitting for long times. I don't know, because when I was in the army, cadets is key there. like they would teach you to like wiggle your toes and all this stuff, because we had to stand for, I mean, that was an hour thing. Like, I respect anyone in the armed forces, but man, I would not have lasted. I would not have lasted. Even if I was fit enough and badass enough, at some point I'm having a really crap day and waking up, and you're going to shout at me, and I'm going to be like, is that right? Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. And then that's me. Done. Military discharged. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, I see now. Yeah. But we're feeling good today. We're feeling good. Okay, I think it's Cyrus Showdown. Oh, God, I still have to put a thumbnail on. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, God, this poor woman. This poor woman. I am a useless individual. I'm such a bad friend to all of my friends. So I just want to formally apologize to all of my friends, right? Because I suck. I suck so bad. Yeah, I suck so bad. I'm so sorry. Yeah, there we go. Done. Nailed it. Yes. Okay. Get there in the end. I know, Mac. I know. I appreciate you all so much. I don't even mean it. I just don't interpret the world like everybody else does. It's just, it's tough sometimes. It really is tough. Oh, what does beep mean? Oh, what? Okay, hang on. Yeah? All right. Is it? Oh. There we go. Another one. It's just like when you drive past a long distance lorry and you're like, Ron sucks so bad. Where have I come in? Listen, it's okay. We've killed the depression demon. Okay. It's not self-hate. Just so you know. Also, Dr. Pepper. Has this got caffeine in it? I've had a couple of these. Oh, wow. Oh. I didn't know this had the death poison in it. Why? Have you? Was it like half sugar then? I don't understand. I don't understand why you put sugar and aspartame in something. Like, pick one. Do you know what I'm saying? Oh. No, it doesn't say it has any caffeine. Oh, it does have caffeine. Ah, that's what it is. It's the sugar and the caffeine. Because I've not been on the coffee. And I've not been on any fizzy juices, and I've not been on anything sugary, and now I am. It's nice. It's real nice. It's real nice. Right, has this all been set up, Sean? Have you done my job for me? Yes, you have. What a legend. All right, so I'm now just waiting. Oh, wait, am I waiting? Shut up. What?
Just waiting for this other live to start, and then I can end this one.
No, I'm going to drink. Listen. Ron used to eat Lego bricks as a child, okay? I'm pretty sure if you eat enough Lego young enough, you have this layer of immunity for crap. And like aspartame, mate, come on. I used to eat freaking Lego, all right? I love root beer. I hate root beer. I bought root beer thinking it was going to be like ginger beer, because ginger beers are root. I don't think anyone told America when they were trying to find their place with a drink. They were like, hey, boys, we need to get ourselves a goddamn Yankee beverage. We need to get a Yankee beverage. Uh-huh. You don't just dig up anything. You can't just dig up any root and go carbonate that. No. Mankey. Don't do it. She'll tell you. She'll be like, oh, no, everyone's crazy. It's delicious. No. Mankey. So, yeah, ginger beer is awesome. Ginger beer is awesome. Root beer is just, if the worst disease that's ever affected you had a flavor, right? That's what it is. Do you know how used cat litter smells, right? If that smell was a flavor, that's what root beer would be, okay? Ginger beer, good. Root beer, different thing. Yeah, nah, it's not good though. It's not good, though. Well, here's the thing. You know, out in Malaysia, right, thousands and thousands of years ago, there was atrocities that happened that forced villagers to move into the jungle. And as part of their culture, they now eat tarantulas and insects and all of this. So as a culture, Mac, your ingesting of this heinousness is just a cultural evolution thing. Do you see what I'm saying? Like it's if anything, it's a disability. It's a cultural disability. Do you know what I'm saying? So no, that's another one, right? If any of your friends ever invite you to the UK and they're like, you got to try this dandelion and burrata. No, they're lying. You don't have to try it. I can tell you what that smells like. No. I can tell you what that tastes like too. It tastes real bad. Cream soda is the one, my guy. That is America's national treasure. In fact, who invented cream soda? I bet America stole it, man. Right, the invention of cream soda is attributed to Alexander C. Howell. He granted the patent cream soda water in 1865. Where are you from, man? Where is he from? New Jersey, baby! New Jersey! Oh, freaking New Jersey. That is honestly one of the best types of American ever. Aha. Uh-huh. You fake tan wearing Chad. I'm here for it. Okay, yes. Cream soda is the one, man. Cream soda is the one. No, I don't know anyone that likes cream soda here either. And I'm a massive advocate for cream soda. Like, it's just, it's great. I don't know what it's meant to taste of. I don't know what they were thinking. They're like, oh, Bobby, listen, we got to make this creamy water. What? Okay. All right. I guess we're just going to continue talking crap on the internet until this other live stream starts. I'm here for it. So, cream soda. Yeah, no. Coca-Cola and ice cream. A Coke float. I've never had a cream soda float, but I can imagine. Hey, I'll be all right. Ron, you have haggis and black pudding. I'll take root beer. Haggis is, you've clearly never had haggis. Okay. And if, don't tell me like, oh, I had some in America. Oh, did you? Did you? Did you though? Because I tell you what, red cola, my guy. Yes. Love red cola. Red cola is up there with Iron Brew for stainability, right? There's fewer things. Like if you can pour a fizzy juice or a fizzy soda, a soda pop on a freaking white ceramic tile, okay? And the color of this penetrates the ceramic, okay? And changes the color of the tile. What's it doing to your ass? I'm just saying, like, you got to ask them. So Vegemite, right? So is Vegemite like Marmite? Is it the same concept? Is it one of these yeast things? Like black tar yeast things? Because I'm all right with it. Yeah, that's what we're meant to be doing. I've done a lot, though, just so you know. Like, up until I completely went off on one. How long have I been going off on one for? Oh, like 8 minutes. Listen, Coke will literally dissolve your teeth if you leave a tooth in a thing of cola. Okay?
I'm just saying.
Oh, right. So, Emerald Queen. I remember when I started working as one of the, like, I started off as like a bartender in this nightclub, like years ago, like years and years ago. And we'd get all these Irish people coming and be like, I'll have a vodka and white. Here's a vodka and white there. I'll take four vodkas and white, so I will. All right. What are you talking about? Because apparently in Ireland, there is regular lemonade, which apparently is white. Okay. And then there's red lemonade. How crazy is that? So, ask anyone why they want to go to Ireland. Dan, she's like, oh, I want to go to the Titanic Museum. I'm like, I need to find out about this red lemonade. Ron, are you looking into the new pictures of Julia? I've already... Yes, I am. Julie Anus? I'm sorry. Oh, man. Jelionis? I'm just going to call you Julie. I think that's probably safe. I think that's probably the safer half of your name for me to focus on, Julie. Okay? But yes, I am. Yes, I am. Can I get a vodka and white there? Can I? What's the crack? Sorry. do you know how messed up is this, right? So years ago, there used to... Ron is drunk. Oh, no, drunk. No, Ron's not drunk. What are you talking about? It's a 6 o'clock in the... It's freaking 8 o'clock, mate. Relax. So years ago, right? I'm not going to say who, right? But I'm not going to tell the story. Because this will inspire someone. This will inspire someone's husband who's watching this to be like, do you remember what Ron said? Why are you doing the Irish? Do you remember what I said? We should do, that's a funny prank. No, it's not. Okay. Oh, God, this is an interesting stream. So we're looking at some of the photos. So, you see, for me, it's interesting how some of these photos ended up in this person's hands, because some of the photos were some of the photos that were hidden, right? They were hidden in the back of that
Hutu album.
But yeah, Ron's not drunk. Ron's having a good time. Ron's having a Ron, sugary good time. See you all when Julia is on. Enjoy. Well, you'll be waiting a while. You'll be waiting a while. I mean, if you think you can just come into the live stream at the bits you want, come on. I don't think so, Ellie. You need to come at the start and endure all the crap you don't want to see. And then you can see the stuff you want to see. No, I'm just kidding. GTA 6 trailer 2, get in. I will. Put one in the side chat. If you're looking forward to Predator Badlands, let me know. What's her blood type? Great question. I think we've already answered that in one of the shows, but I'll ask that. What is your blood type? Yeah, all right. Got that. The pics don't resemble Julia. Correct. Can we have a debrief of Julia's story? I can't right now, because we're waiting on our live stream starting. Where is the... I've got too many things open. There we go. Oh, that... Isn't it just great watching a grown man have a conversation with his own mental conditions? All right. So either I am mad or I wasn't doing any of the things I thought I was doing. Oh, yes. They're live. All right. So, everybody, thank you so much for being here. You're all awesome. Take a look in the banner collage in the group too. Lots of AI there. Okie dokie. Thank you all for being here. Join the Discord. You're all awesome. Like, subscribe. For me, Ron Swanson, as always, be safe out there.